Hi, it's Devlin from WildDesires.com, and I would like to welcome you to another edition of Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for sensual pleasure. Now this week, I'm going to be telling you a little story, just something I wrote earlier. I was reading a post on Lacey Hightower's blog about where she gets inspiration from. And apparently she gets a lot of her inspiration from when she was a child. So I thought, well, that sounds like a good idea. So I thought, let's give it a go. So I had to think back. And when I was a kid, we used to play this game. We would all sit around in a circle. And we'd start creating dares, and we'd up the ante, and it would go around the circle, and dares would be dropped off and new ones introduced, and we'd add and add, and eventually we'd have this one dare. This one all-encompassing dare. Now, remember, we were only 7 or 8 years old here. We used to put an empty bottle in the middle of the circle, as we called them there, pop bottles, Coke bottles, whatever you want to say. We'd put it in the circle and we'd spin it. And round, round, round it would go, and we'd watch it all intently, eyes focused. Eventually it would slow down, and then it would point to one of us. And whoever it pointed to had to do the dare. And that was the game. So I changed it slightly. Of course, I'm not going to do a children's story. So this little story, it's called Spin the Bottle. Now, I will introduce the heroine as I'm narrating it first party. It would be helpful if you knew who the heroine was and what was going on. She's called Laura. She's 40 years old just today. And it's the end of her birthday party. And it's been not quite as planned. Let's put it like that. But that will unfold. You'll see. So whenever you're ready, just make sure you're nice and comfortable. Have your earbuds in. Not going to be disturbed for the next 30 minutes or so. Just close your eyes if it helps you hear the story better. And take a deep breath. Just let it out with a sigh. Let all the stresses of the week go. We will begin. The sounds of the party drift through the door and out into the night air as the last of the guests leave. Breathing a sigh of relief, my tired body slumps against the wall for support. The night has been exhausting. Tomorrow morning, I just know I would feel better, but right now, all I could think of was having some time to myself and to my thoughts. Moving through the kitchen, exploring the empty wine bottles on the counter, searching for just one half bottle of wine. Honestly, 20 guests for my 40th birthday party, and they drank enough for a small army. Finally, my endeavours are successful, as my fingers grasp the bottle of the last red wine, unopened and somehow secreted away. Probably somebody was going to take it home, but had forgotten. Rinsing a glass out swiftly and returning to the living room with my life-saving essentials in hand, I kick off my shoes and collapse onto my comfy sofa that has embraced me during so many sad moments. Letting out a sigh that contains all the stress and strains of the night. How dare he? Fucking shit. I curse to myself, feeling the need for music that fits my mood. I select my favourite fuck you playlist and turn the volume up. Fuck him and fuck Claire. They deserve each other. My voice sounds bitter and twisted even as a whisper. Opening the bottle and relieving it of a generous glass of wine. The familiar glugging sound of the wine pouring into the glass relaxes me a little more. I've heard that some people find the sounds of a babbling brook relaxing. The sounds of a glugging bottle of wine have much the same effect on me. Happy birthday, you sexy bitch, Laura. Raising the glass to the air with a flourish, I am determined to start this decade better than the last had ended. Closing my eyes, letting myself sink into the music, and letting all that stress just disappear. Any of that good stuff available for me, birthday girl? David's warm velvet tones momentarily bring me back from wherever I had drifted to. Of course. Grab yourself a glass and help yourself. I say, desperately trying to sound cheery. David has been a friend too long for me to bother with any formalities like actually getting up and getting him a glass. As he returns to the sitting room, finding his usual place at my side on the sofa, my curiosity piques a little. Why are you still here? What happened to little Robin, who was hanging off your mouth earlier? Little Robin didn't last long. The enthusiasm of youth and all that. He was a little too spent to be any use to me after, so I just put him in a cab and sent him home. His smile widens, far wider than his chiseled cheekbones should allow, exposing his brilliant teeth that glimmer in the lamplight. Chuckling to myself, David has always had a way to relax me, even in the most stressful times. It was just a damn shame I lacked the faculties he wants. Why are you drinking? Aren't you off on a tour in a couple of days? Aware that as a professional dancer, he is normally obsessive about his regime, just before a tour. It's one glass, and I've worked the calories off earlier. That's Robin. He smiles again, radiating his personality to every corner of the room. So tell me about Jim. Pretty crap finding him like that. His voice warm with concern. Through every up and down in the past 20 years, David had stood by me. He's been my rock, even in those moments when I possibly hadn't deserved one. He'd always been there for me. They could have put the latch on the door at least. And who would have thought Miss Mouse, Claire, would have made that sort of noise when she was being fucked? I sneer, the memory of seeing her on top of him and her ass pumping away still very clear in my mind. From what I heard, he didn't walk too well after she fell off him when you hit her. He giggles in that playful way he has. For the first time since discovering them, I chance a smile. Yeah, I don't think she'll be getting any action from him tonight. The mixture of emotions circling my body made the wine go down a lot easier than normal. Staring at the now empty bottle, and feeling a little more than tipsy, I quietly reprimand myself for not keeping a couple of bottles back, just for me. No wine left. God, I could do with another drink. I am 40 now, you know. Gritting my teeth at the thought of a new decade of crap. And you don't look a day over 39. He smiles, teasing me a little. Have you even opened my present yet? His velvet tones hinting at some un-yet-discovered fun. What, that big box that is obviously full of more packing than present? No. Curiosity burns inside me, wondering what playful stunt he has pulled this time. I lift myself from the sofa and go to find it, dragging it back from the corner in the kitchen where it had been used as an impromptu table. I study the overly bright wrapping paper that just screams David with every little happy 18th balloon on it. Pulling my nails through it, it tears easily, if a little messily. And soon it is little more than a nest of paper, surrounding my very own professional bar cocktail maker kit, with its own bottle of cherry vodka and a selection of mixers. I had to get the store to change the liquor. I know cherry vodka is about the only liquor you can stand. Thoughtful to the last. Even over the smallest detail, my heart warms a little as I remind myself how lucky I am to have a friend like David. You realise if I drink this, I might get a little more than tipsy. I smile, knowing full well he has put me to bed so many times when I've been ill, depressed, or, yep, a little drunk. It's your birthday. It's the law. You should have at least a little fun. Pouring a generous double and selecting the Diet Mountain Dew from the box, which does seem to contain rather a lot of Diet Mountain Dew, I take a large sip. It tastes so good as it moves down my throat. Instant relaxation spreads through my body and more than a shot goes to my head. David slides off the sofa, joining me on the floor as I take another sip, wondering how the hell he has hardly touched his wine and I've worked my way through a whole bottle and am now on liquor. Playfully he spins the empty bottle, watching it glisten in the light. So, it's definitely over then? His voice a little sterner than before, sounding more like a concerned brother than a playful gay best friend. Oh yeah, I should have done it months ago, but he's history now. With not even a little sadness in my voice, realising the embarrassment which I had mistaken for heartbreak had passed now.
Good. I think it's for the best. I said when you two hooked up, I thought he was wrong for you.
His voice distracted, a little distance. Another large sip, each one helping me feel more and more relaxed, helping the stress of the day just drift away. Watching the bottle spin for a moment in David's long fingers, a memory rises unbidden. Do you remember when we met? At that party, over at Anshaw? I whisper, the memory making my stomach tense a little. When I'd seen David for the first time, I thought he was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. Black hair that was just crying to be messed with, a smile that really did light up the room, and his blue eyes, God, his eyes! They sparkled with mischievousness and fun. And his lips, women paid good money for lips like his. He made parts of my body ache just with his smile.
How could I forget? Who were you with then? Was it Mike? I thought you looked so beautiful and he, well, he was a bit of a mess.
He smiles. Even in those first moments, it was obvious he was the most caring person I'd ever met. He was a little rough, granted. But that was my thing then. Who was that friend you were with? Was it Tracy? I've not seen you with another woman since. Wanting to divert the conversation away from my long list of failed relationships.
Yeah, we separated just after the party. I just didn't really feel it anymore.
A rare moment of wistfulness passed across his eyes, as if the memory pains him. Not wanting for us both to become anywhere near sullen, I grasp for random topics.
What was that dumb game you had us play?
Spin the bottle.
Always a great icebreaker after a few drinks.
Grins at me. In that way that makes me burn inside. His laugh warm as his smile returns.
Yeah, that was it. Let's play it now, I need a laugh.
Watching the bottle spin for a moment, it slows to point at David.
Truth, dare, or strip?
My voice a little overexcited by the potent mixture of alcohol and having some chill time with my best friend.
Let's do truth for a start.
His familiar impish glint in his eyes returns.
Okay, was Tracy the last woman you slept with?
My voice direct and, I'm hoping, forceful. I'm on a mission to discover the mystery change of path in David's love life. Something he has always been reticent about telling me.
Yes, definitely. his voice full of assertiveness, as if there was no other answer waiting and nothing else to discuss in relation to Tracy. The bottle idly spins again, pointing back at David. Truth, dare, or strip? My voice full of youthful glee, as if we have returned to that very first moment when we met. His fingers slide through the buttons of his shirt, popping each one as he exposes his chest. Firm and toned. It had been a long time since I'd seen it, and I could hear a whimper drip from my lips as the buttons loosen further and further down and exposed his stomach. Not quite a six-pack, but still firm and endlessly kissable. I gasp a little, feeling my nipples press against my bra at the sight of his body. As he drops his shirt onto the sofa, I spin the bottle, watching it circle slowly. And as it rests, pointing to me, damn. Truth, dare, or strip? He chirps, obviously relieved to be off the hook. Truth. My voice hints at the resignation to exposing some hitherto undisclosed dark secret. Have you ever fantasized about being with another man when you're in bed with your partner?
Yes.
Relieved he hasn't asked who. The bottle spins in its treacherous circle again, slowly pointing back towards me. Truth, dare, or strip? David's eyes fix on me as he asks. I know instantly his question if I choose truth, and it's one that I'm not ready to answer. Slowly I unbutton my shirt, well aware my nipples are still erect from watching him take his off. Hoping beyond hope the lace of my bra is enough to hide my arousal. As I let it slide to the floor, a breeze caresses my nipples, strengthening their erection. Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain material of an extremely sensual nature. So please only continue to listen if you are an adult and are willing to explore your deepest sensual desires with me. You know, you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming. Turning the ache into a pain, a deep, burning pain. Reaching for the bottle quickly, I spin it again, in a vain attempt to distract from my obvious arousal. And as it slows, pointing to David, yes. Truth, dare, or strip?
Truth.
A determined look in his eyes. I'm more than aware of his glances over my breasts. As small as they may be, they now feel like they are filling up the room with self-consciousness. Okay, the first time you went with a man, what did it feel like? He ponders for a moment. A rose flush erupts over his cheeks. Whether that is from reliving the memory or from the embarrassment of describing it, I couldn't say.
You want a blow-by-blow account? He ventures.
Yeah, definitely. I want all the details.
Settling back for a moment, letting another large sip of vodka hit its mark.
Okay, well, it started with him playing with my hair. He was a hairdresser and I was talking to him about different styles I might consider before going out on tour again. Feeling his strong fingers through my hair, massaging my scalp, just sent goosebumps from head to toe. I think I must have sighed or moaned because he was obviously aware of how it affected me. He asked me if I liked it, and I have to say I did. The feeling, the sensations were undeniable. When we started kissing, his lips were so rough and strong, quite different from anything I had felt before. And feeling his stubble across my face just made my goosebumps explode in pleasure. He
He pushed his tongue inside me with such passion. I felt possessed, owned, wanted. I'd obviously been around women a lot, but never felt a woman want me that badly. It really was like he wanted to crawl inside of me. That it? No more? Disappointment hangs in my voice. I've never thought of two men together as a turn-on, but right now I can feel my pussy clutching in response to every word he speaks. Oh, you want it all? Well, okay. His eyes close as he continues. He unbuttoned my shirt slowly. I was surprised how gentle he was, feeling his stubble. Teasing at my skin made me so aroused I ached with desire. My cock was so hard, it genuinely hurt. He pauses for a moment, the flush down his neck spreading. As I picture the scene watching these two men explore each other's bodies, I can feel my own flush of arousal moving across me. Well aware of the warm drips of excitement, escaping my panties and sliding down that soft flesh of my thighs, squeezing my legs together to try and control the hot desire dripping from my pussy. He opens his eyes before he continues. He kissed over my chest, biting gently down towards my nipples, pulling my skin in the most erotic way. When I felt his stubble tease across my erect nipple, the electricity that shot through me was like nothing I had ever felt. David pauses for a moment to moisten his mouth, his tongue moving teasingly across those beautiful lips. I'm sure as I watch him shift a little in discomfort, he shudders, reliving the memory. My own body trembles with such an intensity inside, watching him, losing myself in his memories, in his words. I could see every kiss, every touch. His voice is just a whisper when he continues. His lips eventually found my cock, hard and throbbing as it was. I could feel my pre-cum already dripping. I needed to come like I had never needed to before. But he didn't take me straight into his mouth. He teased around me with his tongue, tasting my pre-cum, taunting my orgasm, which was so near. His hand slipped down across my balls and massaged them gently as his tongue swirled around my girth, kissing it like you might kiss a lover's lips, worshipping my hard cock as a thing of beauty. And when he did take me into his mouth, his tongue never stopped teasing, caressing, taunting, as his hand slid lower, massaging firmly to my ass. He obviously resisted the desire to take me fully until his fingers were there at my outer ring. And then in one perfect motion, he slid his lips along the length of my trembling cock and a finger deep inside my ass, massaging it, and my body erupted in such beautiful symphony. I really can't think of another word for it. My orgasm was so intense, so powerful. See, Laura, maybe it was because I was a lot younger back then and more inexperienced, but it was the first time anyone had explored my hard cock with such intensity and passion. As he moves his legs, the bulge of his erection is obvious underneath his pants. Struggling to take my eyes from it, my tongue moves across my lips without thinking, wanting to taste him, to explore him, to worship his cock. I can feel my own orgasm rising just at the thought of it. Seeing two men together, so intimate, so intense, so passionate. Clenching my toes, I try to control its inevitable rise. Taking another slip of vodka to calm my aching passions. I spin the bottle, desperate for a way to distract from the feelings burning through me. As it stops, pointing accusingly at me, my mind is still an inferno of desire and lust at the thought of two men. Hard throbbing there in the front of my mind. He looks at me with such a burning intensity in his eyes, I swear it teases right down onto my clit. Truth, dare, or strip, his voice level and strong, determined. Without thinking, or maybe the bravado of the vodka, I stand up and slide my jeans off, my lace panties dripping my desire, my lust. The air kissing my thighs draws attention to the warm drops moving down my body. David has obviously noticed, his eyes fixed on that spot at the top of my thighs, at the damp lust which must be glistening in the lamplight. His eyes caress my body, exploring me, caressing me as I sit back down, overpowered by the animal lust for this man I have wanted for 20 years. I leave the dampness of my panties on display, letting him know just how much I want him. His eyes never leave me as he spins the bottle, not even to look down as it finishes its slow spin, pointing towards him. Not waiting to be asked, he simply says, "Truth." His eyes burning across my body, teasing my erect nipples, the gentle curves of my breasts, and massaging deep into my pussy. "Have you wanted a woman at all since Tracy?" He leans closer, just to the side of my ear as he whispers coarsely, "Every fucking day." His long fingers pushed along the length of my pussy, massaging my dampness through the lace of my panties, finding my clit with ease and teasing it mercilessly. Pulling his head back, his eyes stare for a moment with lustful intent into mine, before kissing me deeply, owning me as if he wants to be inside me. Our tongues dance without hesitation, exploring each other's mouths with a firm desire, a desperate need. As he pushes me back, his lips quickly grasp at my nipple, teasing it with his tongue and teeth, as his fingers slide my panties to one side, probing deep inside of me. How the fuck? He hasn't touched a woman in 20 years, but still his fingers find that spot inside of me, massaging the front of my pussy as his thumb rubs my clit firmly. My body arches in desire, not because I ask it, because I have no choice. The sensations moving through my body are just too powerful to resist. Reaching down, massaging his hard cock through his pants, I eventually find his zipper and release him, my fingers stretching around his girth as my thumb teases at the very tip of him, his body shuddering in a perfect response. "Sit back on the sofa, I need to taste you," I whisper, wanton lust dripping from every word. Watching his aching cock exposed in the light as he stands up, his pants dropping to the floor, enamored by every inch of his throbbing desire. As he sits back, he stands proud, rigid, inviting, sliding my fingers down his shaft, feeling him throb under my touch, fills me with a need, a lust, a desire to taste him even more. Slowly, gently, I caress the tip of him, watching his beautiful eyes roll back and close as I flick gently across him, feeling his moans moving through my body. I get a sense of them down onto my clit. His desire, his needs fuel my own, vibrating gently, causing my pussy to clutch just a little harder. Gently sliding my fingers around his balls, cupping them, teasing them, his body starts to tremble. Watching his cock so hard, so throbbing for a moment before I slip my lips over the tip, flicking my tongue around him, exploring him, willing him to come to the edge, to join me. I push my hand lower, easing a finger inside his ass as my lips slide, taking the full length of his shaft. His body convulses and tightens, and the first drops of his pre-cum tease at my tongue. That satisfaction is filling me with salacious need. Sliding up his body, I straddle his erection, pushing it deep inside my aching pussy. I know he won't last long. I can feel his orgasm already rising, but nor will I. My body is already trembling as I feel his throbbing cock inside of me. Moving in a perfect rhythm, he pushes into me as I ride him. As he opens his eyes, The burning passion they hold fuels me to ride him faster. I need to come. I need him to come inside me. For fuck's sake, I've waited 20 years for this. I need this now. His hand reaches down and massages my clit. Along his length as he pushes in and out of my clutching pussy, my legs begin to tense as my orgasm spreads over my body, like a tornado of pleasure, burning through my nipples, my breasts, my stomach clenching, clutching, waiting for him, as he looks intensely into my eyes and whispers, "Come for me, Laura." My body explodes in a wildfire of passion as my orgasm floods over my body, my pussy clutching at his cock even more intensely, massaging him, forcing him to come to fill me with his hot pleasure. Trembling, aching, we stay there for a moment, the warm pleasure moving between us. We don't want to break the spell, not yet. Giggling gently for no other reason than feeling that warm satisfaction between us. He slides down my legs and onto the floor, his mouth suddenly perfectly placed on my throbbing clit. Without warning or mercy, his tongue flicks viciously at my clit, sucking it between his teeth and sending my orgasms into overdrive. I clutch at his hair, more for stability than anything else. When his tongue probes deep inside of me, tasting our juices combined, drinking them, my body explodes again. Or maybe it never stopped. Lost in the confusion of lust and desire, I really can't say where one orgasm begins and the other ends. Panting, I slide down his body into his waiting arms. He smiles at me warmly as we kiss deeply, sharing the taste of both of our desires in one long, deep, sensuous kiss. For a moment, there is nothing. No bottle, no sofa, no birthday. There is just me and David, and this shared warmth between us. Caressing his chest, I immerse myself into his heartbeat. Eventually, he lifts my chin firmly between his fingers, staring into his eyes. I feel a loving warmth moving over my body as he kisses me gently. 20 years I waited. After I met you, I couldn't look at another woman. Men were just a release, but they understood that. Always it was you I wanted in my heart. But I didn't want to ruin our friendship, so I kept it quiet. Kissing him back, losing myself in his eyes for a moment, I whisper, "David, there is nothing stopping us being friends as well as lovers. Surely that's the perfect combination." So I hope you enjoyed that dirty little story. Now, I have to say, we didn't play spin the bottle like that. No, we do other dares. Non-sexual. So please, remember to subscribe. Just take a moment, just click the button and subscribe and leave a review. No one ever leaves reviews anymore. People need reviews. You should leave more reviews. Seriously. Next week, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to do a behind the scenes. I get asked about this a lot, the story behind stories. So I'm going to take you through one of my experiential erotica stories and give you the history behind it and what created it and where it came from with little snippets from the story. Yes, premium content right here. So stay tuned. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. You know, you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming. So for this week, I hope you've enjoyed it. So for now, until next time, and always with your pleasure in mind, I look forward to seeing you 10 p.m. Central Standard Time next Sunday. But for now, it's goodbye.